Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is a busy season of the year, and I wanted to talk to you about rest, because there's no rest for the weary, certainly no rest for injectors and plastic surgeons around the world. This time of year is so busy, but we all need rest, and there are 7 types of rest. All rest is not the same, and your body actually needs a variety of resting types, whether it's a power nap, a deep slumber, or a beauty sleep. You know that proper rest can have an amazing impact. But there's a difference between the types of rest that you have. I was reading something by Dr. Dalton Smith, who talked about how sleep and rest are not the same thing, and in fact, I'm going to teach you about these 7 types of rest that you should get acquainted with. So first of all, what's the difference between sleep and rest? Sleep is the body's natural state when it's inactive. Rest, on the other hand, is when you are actively, intentionally putting aside time to promote a state of relaxation. You may not be slumbering in REM sleep with your eyes closed, but you're getting physical rest. By not getting sufficient time to rest, you risk burnout. It's the overwhelming feeling of being exhausted from this hustle culture that we live in. This in turn leads to stress, heart disease, diabetes, isolation, depression. So many reasons why we need rest. So if you're someone who's getting an adequate amount of sleep every night, but you still feel tired, it's time to figure out what type of rest you actually need. Rest number 1 is physical rest. And physical rest can be active or passive. Passive means high quality sleep or napping, and active being physical activities, including stretching, yoga, meditation, or massage therapy. These are all forms of physical rest. All of these work to improve your body's circulation and flexibility. Number 2 would be mental rest. Putting a pause on the active thinking that happens all day long, even after hours, it's important to give your mind permission to take a mental break from thinking and decision making. This is hard for those of us who struggle with putting their minds at rest when your thoughts are racing or you can't get sleep because your mind is always thinking about things. We recommend you listen to music, meditate, or take a short break at work every couple hours. Also great to keep a pen and paper by your bedside to jot down the thoughts that are keeping you awake or to organize your questions for the next day. It's a good practice to take a mental rest and learn to breathe. Take your time and just mentally check out. I know after a busy day at work, I go home and I zone out on the sofa and nobody better talk to me or disturb me during that mental rest break where I just don't want any active neuron work in my brain. Number 3 is sensory rest. For those of us whose senses become easily overwhelmed, you can get sensory overload, which leads to irritability, anger, anxiety, and I feel sometimes I get this when there's too much loud noise, like a really loud action movie, loud music, a Disneyland environment, bright lights, screens, and background noise and conversations buzzing. It's recommended that you give yourself sensory rest. We even have like sensory deprivation water tanks where people go and immerse themselves. Sensory deprivation by turning off the lights in the middle of the day. Just close your eyes for a minute. Unplug your electronics and just rest the sensory invasion that happens to us constantly. Bright lights, big noises, all those things. Then there's creative rest. It's very hard to be creative, and in order to be a creator or an artist or to just have original thought, we need to sponsor creative rest in our lives. If you have a creative block or writer block, you need to have a period of time where you allow open-ended thought process to enter your brain. You're not directed at a work task. You're not directed at a, you know, task that's recreational like a movie. You're just allowing emptiness and a void to occur in your brain so that your brain can start to wander and promote creativity and brainstorming. So go outside, sit under a tree, surround yourself with art, light some incense, read a book. These are things that give you space for inspiration. My favorite is art, photography, kind of like burying myself in thought that's philosophical and next level and not looking at materialistic things but thinking of bigger life pictures. Love to be outdoors for this. Number five is emotional rest. Those of us who are people pleasers and those of us who are in service industries, we carry a lot of emotional baggage and we need emotional rest. You're used to always wanting to please people, to make everything right for every person. And it's so important to take time for yourself to allow your own emotions to be addressed. You need time and space to express your feelings, work up the courage to be honest with yourself, talk to a friend who's a good listener, going to therapy. You got to facilitate space for emotional rest in your life and always kind of find those people around you who are givers, not takers, avoiding people who are energy vampires, who just every interaction depletes and drains you. That's so important to recognize that, because in the beginning, you're a people pleaser and you want to please everyone and you allow everyone to steal your precious reserves of energy. And we can't have that. We need our emotional space and rest. And social rest, number six. Social rest goes hand in hand with emotional rest. There are relationships that energize us versus relationships that drain us. When you first start to recognize that, you are beginning the process of adulthood. You don't have to be friends with everyone. Not everyone has to like you. And in fact, some of the people that are hanging out with you are actually draining the life and vitality and blood right out of you. So important to surround yourself with people who are better than you, who are more positive, more supportive, who bring some new perspective on life, a new skill set. I think it's also good to take some of that time and spend it on yourself as a reset button. Learn to be alone. So social rest can also be the absence of being social, finding time to be able to sit quietly by yourself in a cafe without needing to be with a friend. It's liberating. Learning to travel by yourself. It's liberating. Learning to understand who you are and listen to that voice in your head so that you actually know what that voice and what that girl wants. We don't always have time for that. We're always with this hustle culture on the treadmill of life, running to keep up. So pulling back and giving yourself breaks of social rest and isolation and finding the people that are going to really help you to plateau into a nice level of calmness, that's so critical. And lastly, number seven, spiritual rest. Someone who's experiencing a spiritual deficit might feel like their life or their work has no real meaning, and this can truly lead to burnout. And it goes beyond just physical and mental connection. This is the part of life where you really need to find, and you want to find, deep sense of belonging, love, acceptance, and purpose. So the concept that what you do every day is not just drive to work with the morning sun in your eyes and drive home with the evening sun at your back. It's not just about the grind. It's finding meaning and purpose in what you do. And even the things I do that I love, Botox every day, filler every day, surgery every day, these things can become repetitive, but I always look to connect with the people I'm working with. I always look to perfect my art. I always look for engaging human interactions and conversations. And I look at the bigger picture of making people happy, making myself happy, making the world a little better than how I found it. That's, for me, very meaningful. So engage in a community. Involve yourself in a community, whether in your particular religion or church or outside of religion, just meditating, adding prayer, finding beauty in nature and the world. All of this will help you with spiritual rest. So in this busy season, start to think about your life and where you are having a deficit of the right kind of rest. What kind of rest do you need to restore your body, your mind, your spirit? Think of your area of greatest deficit first, and think of small strategies that you can consistently do, and don't feel guilty about resting. I give you permission to sleep more this holiday season. Permission to sit back and skip a few social events. You have permission to physically rest and sit like a couch potato and just let the stress melt off your body with a cozy blanket, a warm fire, a hot chocolate, a really great book, something artistic to inspire you, a scented candle to bring you away from the hustle culture, and I really wish you the gift of rest, rejuvenation, and spiritual love. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Wishing you all kinds of rest, peace, blessings, and a happy holiday season. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.